Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. That's Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays. By the way, I've got to apologize. I got a frog in my throat. I cannot get rid of this thing. I cannot get rid of this. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't know what. I don't know what. I don't eat amphibians, but I got this frog in my throat. So give me a second again. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. We've got a live exclusive interview here with a big deal lawyer who is representing these poor people in East Palestine. It is heartbreaking what they have gone through and what they continue to deal with here. So she is Mindy Bish, and she's a managing partner of the Keenan Law Firm in Atlanta, Georgia. I like to think of her as the Georgia version of Aaron Brockovich. So she is representing these people. I just made up that part about the Aaron Brockovich thing, Mindy. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I don't know that I'm Aaron Brockovich. There are others that are Aaron Brockovich that are coming to East Palestine.
Excellent.
To try to help those people in their immediate needs.
Excellent.
I'm probably more the lawyer that's working on their behalf and trying to keep everyone together.
Excellent. Great. So I was confused about a few things. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Live exclusive interview with Mindy Bish here regarding East Palestine. And if you know anybody in East Palestine, please make sure they listen to this. Please make sure they watch this in the Facebook live stream and share this everywhere. You know, Dimitri has not forgotten about you. I've not forgotten about you. And that's why we have this woman on right now, Mindy Bish, who is this big deal lawyer trying to help. I was confused about a number of different things. The CDC said to, I guess, all the hospitals there, if I understood the news story correctly, to not treat the victims of the East Palestine train firebombing? Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, not just the CDC, but the county health agency, so the Columbiana County Health Agency, the state of Ohio's poison control and their state agency, the state of Pennsylvania poison control and their state agency, in April of 2023, sent out an advisement in April telling everyone that there had been no testing and that it was that they advised no test, no treatment, and they also said that the people coming in to see you would be mentally affected by having been involved in such a huge environmental disaster, and so they should be treated accordingly.
This is mind-boggling. And the culprit, the main, this thing came from the CDC and it went out to all of these other health agencies. Is that what you're saying?
No, it came from all, if you look at there is a document. At the bottom of the document, it's everybody.
Well, yeah, but someone had to start this. It had to start somewhere.
But I can tell you that starting in after the train derailment, immediately following the train derailment, if these client after client went to their own doctors at Mercy Medical and at other places to get a test to see if they had vinyl chloride in their system or any kind of metals, went to their own doctors regarding skin issues and breathing issues. They were refused tests. They were refused treatment. And when they could get a prescription for a test, there were no tests available. There were no locations that would provide them the tests because the tests were taken off the market.
And this includes
by the private companies.
This includes the health department, the state of Ohio Health Department.
Yes.
This
in
is
Columbiana.
This is monstrous.
It includes in Pennsylvania.
How do they justify this? How do they justify this, Mindy?
Well, part of what we did and what we're alleging in our complaint is that Vanguard and BlackRock have a large, if you look at the percentage, it's not large, but they are one of the largest shareholders of Norfolk Southern. And that they also own quite a number of shares in Quest Diagnostics. And so we've alleged this conspiracy to prevent everyone from getting any kind of test or treatment immediately following the derailment.
My God.
And then by April, everyone's coming out going, oh, by the way, it's too late. So we have this immediate February-March time period where nobody will provide any treatment or care. And then by April, you have this across the board from every state and local and federal agency that says there won't be anything in their system, forgetting about the fact that they're continually being poisoned because they're aerating the creek beds, and they're still digging up dirt and doing all the things that they're doing, and they still won't test them, even though they're still sick.
Even today, they will not test them? Even today?
Even today. There are people getting cancers. I have a client who has a growth in her lung, and it's not cancerous, and their answer to her is, you've probably had that since birth. I have another client who basically an elderly woman whose lungs filled up with fluid. She passed away. She's elderly. She had other medical issues. They told her son that she died of cancer, had to be cancer in her lungs. After she died, they did an autopsy, found no cancer. And they told him, he said to them, okay, well, you found no cancer. What killed her? And they said, it had to be cancer. He said, but you found no cancer. No cancer cells. Well, the truth is, vinyl chloride and dioxins attack your lungs. In the elderly, they're going to attack them first. They're going to prevent your lungs from being able to expel fluid. So you're going to drown in your own lungs. And that's exactly what happened to her.
My God.
But the doctors won't say that's what happened to her.
So, Mindy, a live exclusive interview, by the way, with Mindy Bish, law firm, Keenan Law Firm in Atlanta, Georgia, another law firm in California. Is that Bish Law in California? Which one is that?
Yeah, that's Bish Law in California and the managing partner of the Keenan Law Firm in Atlanta, of Atlanta.
All right. Very impressive, obviously. So I get the sense, Mindy Bish, so what you're essentially alleging is that BlackRock and Vanguard, these two multi-billion dollar entities that own pretty much of every business in the world, pretty much were the ones behind all of this saying, hey, don't do any testing, don't do any of this, don't do any of that. Can you trace it back to them? Is there any kind of smoking gun evidence, any kind of a document, email, anything saying, okay, this is actually, it had to come from somewhere. This was not organic all over the place at the same time. Had to come from somewhere. And what I think I'm hearing you say, correct me if I'm wrong, that it's really BlackRock or Vanguard that are at the heart of this thing to deny these people the health care that they need. Is that fair to say or not?
Well, what we're saying is that a lot of these governmental agencies were and still are basically taken over by the very businesses they're supposed to be regulating.
Yep.
The EPA, the CDC, and that includes up to today. That, you know, people think that these agencies, regardless of who's president, have their best interest at heart. And that what has really happened is they've become corrupted by the very businesses that they are supposed to be the watchdogs for.
Do you have any evidence at all regarding BlackRock and Vanguard, other than, well, they own, you know, pieces of Norfolk Southern, and so they must be at fault? Is there anything more than that that you have?
We have a few things. I'm not going to disclose them on the radio, obviously. The litigation is ongoing. We do have a couple of things. But, you know, most importantly, what you have is when you have 800 people telling you, I went to the doctor, I told them this was I walked in, I said, this is what I'm having, and they couldn't run out of the room fast enough.
Question.
And
why is
it? Over and over and over again, there has to be a reason why.
Agreed. What is the benefit for the health departments in Ohio and Pennsylvania to be ignoring this? Why would they care whether, for the sake of discussion, BlackRock and Vanguard are trying to screw over the citizens, the victims of the East Palestine chemical firebombing?
Money.
How do they benefit? How do they benefit?
Well, Norfolk Southern runs their rail lines all through Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Right.
Their lines, if you look at where they run and the amount of money it generates as they go through, I don't know what the taxing system is, but rail lines right now carry predominantly a great deal of toxic chemicals through this country. That is the predominant way toxic chemicals get from point A to point B. Why is it that we can't pass any kind of railway safety regulations in this country at all? Railways are powerful. People don't understand what those cars that are traveling in front of them while they're driving to work every morning, what they carry, and what the risk to them is if a derailment happens. It used to be they built these railroad lines through your town so they could deliver you food, so they could keep commerce going. Now, it's so that they can get toxic substances from point A to point B, predominantly.
It is monstrous. We got a hard break coming up in a couple of minutes. Is there another element to this story that people really need to know about and the media has all but ignored?
It really is the threat of this happening somewhere else, and the fact that this time it happened in a small community. If it had happened 10 minutes later, it would have happened closer to Pittsburgh, where you couldn't have gotten people out fast enough. The danger here is real. And people look at it like it just happened in East Palestine. It was small. And they're not really understanding the huge danger we have in having essentially electric cars. That's what these rail lines are. With all these cars and only one person working them, it's essentially electric cars running toxic substances through our cities and towns without adequate regulation.
Let me ask you one quick question before this hard break. Is this the first time that American citizens were chemically firebombed?
No.
It's happened before?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about biolabs in Conyers, where they've released chloride gas over large areas of Atlanta without people understanding what that is. So right there, that was a chemical bombing that affected people without them even understanding. You've got battery fires happening all over this country. and those are poisoning people and our food sources. So no, this is not the first. It gathered the most attention because, for goodness sakes, they blew it up. It looked like an atom bomb.
Unbelievable. More with our very special guest, Mindy Bish. She is the managing partner of Keenan, the law firm in Atlanta, Georgia. She is representing these poor people in East Palestine, and it's an amazing, amazing story and a very frustrating story, and I cannot tell you how badly I feel for these poor victims. After this short break, we're going to ask some very tough questions about the Biden administration and the Trump administration. What the hell's going on? Is anything going on? And let the chips fall where they may. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.